Welcome to this edition of the Foresight Podcast.
Technology news for technology partners.
This is a recast of the 1100-word piece, The Bleak Impact of Automation on Low-Skilled Workers Widening the Chasm of Inequality in South Africa, from Foresight Holdings. Let's listen in.
So, the article highlights the impact of automation on inequality in South Africa. It explains how automation is widening the gap between skilled and unskilled workers, leading to job displacement and soaring unemployment for low-skilled individuals. Industries that were once labor-intensive are now prioritizing cost-cutting techniques, leaving many unskilled workers without jobs.
For those lucky enough to keep their jobs, the outlook is still bleak. Automation reduces the demand for physical labor, resulting in stagnant wages and diminished bargaining power for low-skilled employees. This wage disparity between executives and frontline workers leads to a feeling of economic injustice, corroding the fabric of society.
It's not just about jobs and wages, but also about access to training and education. The promise of upskilling and reskilling is often a harsh deception for low-skilled workers who already face social and economic disadvantages. The rate of technology innovation outpaces their capacity to keep up, trapping them in a cycle of poverty and despair.
The article also emphasizes the dehumanization of workers in a dystopian future driven by automation. Workers are seen as interchangeable cogs in a machine, with their value determined solely by their ability to outperform machines themselves. This degradation of human dignity erodes the core of what it means to be a worker in a society that prides itself on progress.
The article concludes by stressing the need for immediate action to safeguard low-skilled employees from the negative impacts of automation. Measures such as reskilling and upskilling efforts, as well as strong social safety nets, can provide some hope amidst the gloom. The government's role in mitigating these effects is crucial, along with strategic collaborations between government, companies, and educational institutions.
That's it for today.